massive announcement and huge commitment. It's going to take a lot of work to implement it, but there's never been such a strong commitment in the palm oil industry before, and not only in the palm oil industry, but really any agribusiness sector, such as soy or beef or any of these sectors, there's never been an announcement equivalent of this. So it really is of global significance.
What was the driving factor that drove this company to really take a strong look at what they were doing?
Obviously, they're in the middle of the industry the whole time, so they're seeing a lot of the trends and things that are coming. And really, I would say it comes down to the senior management, in particular the chairman of the company. He had been watching the trends on no deforestation issues. There was some news out earlier in the year around forced labour and some of the labour practices being used in the palm oil industry. So he sensed that brand palm oil was in a bad place. And this is an industry, obviously, he loves, he's in the middle of the industry, but he felt that something needed to be done to set that right. The issues of deforestation, greenhouse gas emissions, species extinctions such as orangutans, Sumatran tigers, these are news items that plague the industry. And really the impetus was, and I think the really sort of nail in the coffin that really pushed him to want to take action was the haze that engulfed Singapore and choked Singapore in June and July with all of the burning in Sumatra and Kalimantan that was being done to establish palm oil plantations. And he said, look, we've really got to do something about this now. And I think that was the big impetus for him to say, let's make these strong policy commitments so we can try and get the palm oil industry in a better place.
What does this mean for other plantations, such as those in Africa?
You know, it sets a benchmark for the industry. This Wilmar is the largest palm oil company in the world and control around 45% of the global trade in palm oil. So Wilmar itself has interests in Africa, and one of the responses to the announcement has been some concern expressed by some civil society organisations, NGOs there in Nigeria where they have some plantations. And Wilmar's response is, look, we are going to roll out these policies across our global operation base, which includes Africa. So there is a lot of interest for palm oil expansion in Africa, but Wilmar's very committed and made it very clear in the policies that they apply to their global operations. So I think it's good news for Africa. I think palm oil is an opportunity to bring in social economic development, but we want to do that without trashing and destroying the environment or people's lives. And these policies of Wilmar make a firm baseline, that firm foundation that any development that comes will be done in the right way.
What is an example of some of the changes that they're going to make? For instance, they say they're committed to a no deforestation. So in exchange, what will they be doing?
What we have to do with any of the ongoing developments where they're looking to establish palm oil plantations is basically map the areas of the forest that exists. In the past, no one's done that. They've just gone in and cleared all the forest to establish palm oil plantation. In most recent years, there's a concept of high conservation value forest, which is people go in and identify really important areas of forest, and that tends to be the forest that's rich in important species. But there's a lot of forest that falls outside of high conservation value forest that still gets cleared, and yet it's also an important forest. So this is where the policy speaks about high carbon stock forest. It means basically secondary degraded forest that, if left alone, could still grow back and become healthy, vibrant forest that can support rare and endangered species. Basically, the idea is don't just go in and bulldoze all the forest and plant palm oil. Do a study, work out where the forest is, and then work very hard to protect it.
How will these policies be enforced?
People like us, the PFT, we're going to be out there on the ground helping them to do that. But we really do look to the local and international NGO communities and the communities out there on the ground themselves to keep scrutiny of these policies to make sure that they're done in the right way. Now, I always talk about smart people with smartphones. We want to encourage people out where these plantation developments are happening to take photos and link in with the civil society organisations out there. And if something's going wrong, we look forward to hearing about it. It's great to have a great policy, but we really need to make sure we implement them on the ground now.